Discover a story that's been distilling for decades. Back in 1935, fueled by more passion than experience, the five Shapira brothers filled the first whiskey barrels of Heaven Hill Distillery. Today, their legacy is kept alive with Heaven Hill Bottle and Bond, now available nationwide. Yes, you finally have access to this previously limited premium bourbon. Heaven Hill Bottle and Bond is aged for 7 years, which is 3 years beyond what is required by the Bottle and Bond Act of 1897. Because Bottle and Bond rules also require that the spirit comes from a single distillation season, the number of barrels that can be used for each batch is limited. Heaven Hill Distillery is extremely selective and diligent when crafting this bourbon, taking the time to wait until just the right barrels have aged to the point of perfection. Available nationwide, look for Heaven Hill Bottle and Bond at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Here we are for another sud segment. Yay! No?
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Feel the energy, man.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. That's great. All right. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Tim.
Hello. Welcome. Thanks for joining, everyone. Thanks for coming, meeting me here.
I like it. Tim's stepping up.
Yeah, he's saying words. Good old boy Dave. Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Wow.
I brought good old boy Mike with me.
You did?
In spirit.
He's in your pocket.
Dave.
Whoa. Whoa. Hold on. Yeah, that's what you get for that.
A little too close.
Yeah.
Oh,
too personal now.
Fine. Okay. Well, recently, good old boy Dave said he wanted to start a book club until he found out that coloring books doesn't count. So instead, hey, look, you're the one.
I know. I have to read the fine print.
I support you.
Or the print.
Yeah, or the print in general. So instead, we decided to have one of the good old boys pick an album. Then we'd all listen to it, and each of us pick a beer to pair with it. And thus we have Beer Club.
Yeah, I need to make a thing that's like, Beer Club. Well, yeah. Maybe not that, but...
Something like that.
Yeah, something big and bold.
Maybe just take that.
Yeah, but better.
And then, yeah, put some like firework sound effects.
Put a man's voice on it.
Yeah, put a man's voice.
Beer Club sounds way cooler than some stupid book club, although I do like to play with crayons when I drink beer.
But I had to take your crayons away because you kept eating them. You thought they were goldfish. Anyway, good old boy Tim, you picked out the record or album for today's episode, so why don't you tell us about it?
My poop was funny colors.
Bet it was.
Sure, it was a rainbow surprise. Yeah, it was an honor to get the selection for this Beer Club pick, and I went with Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins' Rabbit Fur Coat.
Yes. Excellent choice.
So this album's from 2006, and it features Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins.
Huh. That's funny how that worked out.
Ingenious.
Yep. Yeah.
Ingenious. Okay.
Where are the Watson Twins from? Are they local?
They're local now, but yeah, I think they were California.
Sounds right.
No, West Coasters.
Yeah. But yeah, they They live in Nashville. They're
yeah, and they've Nashville. Been here for a while, I think.
A hot minute. Nashville and, small yeah. business owners.
Yeah.
Oh, so, cool. Yeah. We'll support local.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, good old boy Dave, why don't you give us the suds ratings and then we'll get on with this.
Cool. We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds rating plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3, ah, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound. And 5, listen to that hang time, give me another.
Okay, well, let's get to it. So, we can't play any clips from Rabbit Fur Coat, but we encourage you to check it out for yourself. There's a 2016 10th anniversary reissue on vinyl that I've had my eye on, but in the meantime, you can also stream it online. Tim, why don't you kick things off and tell us all about this?
Well, for a long time, I've been a fan of Rilo Kiley, the band, which Jenny Lewis was a member of, along with some other people. And then since they disbanded, she launched her solo career, and this was her first album that she came out with as a solo artist.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, so...
Good start.
She started out pretty strong.
Yeah. I know, and I was reading an article recently about this record, and the Watson twins had, I think they were the ones that were doing the interview with maybe like Pitchfork or Rolling Stone or something like that. And they were saying that once they recorded the record and was talking to Jenny about it, she made it seem as if it, it's not a big deal. It's not, you know, it's just going to be my first record. It probably won't even do that well, but, you know, it sounded good, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, it becomes a success for all of them and like even launches the Watson twins career.
Yeah.
I believe then, based on that, right?
Then good old boy Tim found it and was like, oh,
yep.
Started talking about it on podcasts.
Exactly. And then it just,
yeah, there's no telling where the sales are going to go now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Well, yeah. Man. I mean, it's, yeah, I hadn't heard of the Watson twins before, but you know, they have their own career. I'm sure they had their own career before and now they've put out some great albums since, and it's been fun to follow them, too. Yeah, I don't know. It always struck me as an album, like, a lot of times what I want to listen to is affected by my mood or where I want to get my mood or something like that, and different times of day, you know, in the morning or after work, things like that.
Oh, sure.
Will affect all that, and this is one of them that I find bridges a lot of gaps, you know, and you can listen to it in a lot of different, like, moods or headspaces. So like Sunday morning, it's a great album to put on right after work, like making dinner, that sort of thing, calm you down.
Yeah,
it's also great. And whenever I do that, you know, I want to pair it with something tasty and delicious.
Yeah,
some very suds.
Cool. But of course,
very
because
cool.
Picking the perfect beer can get you in the mood and absolutely. Bring you to a certain mood too. Like that transition?
Yeah, 100%.
Very nice.
100%.
So, speaking of beer, what did you bring for us to try to go with this record?
So, I brought us a classic beer, St. Bernardus.
Oh, yeah.
Abbott 12. Wonderful quad. I was reading, it's the same recipe since, I think, 1946.
And well, it's just if this. It ain't broke, don't fix it.
I mean, say, I think they got it right.
Yeah,
so. Exactly. They've got it figured out.
So, as a beer man, tell us a little bit about quads and what we should expect from that style.
Yes, I mean it's kind of the strongest of the Belgian styles we know, you know, or well known, and it's going to be pretty like copper to dark brown color. This one's
spot on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of. Yeah,
almost red, but yeah, it's got a nice copper.
It's like kind of somewhere in the middle there. Just gonna be rich and boozy and a lot of like A lot of fruits, like fig. Plums you might get. Like
a little bit of raisin, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think this has all the things.
Yeah. You know? Like it's even going into like date territory.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of those stony things.
Also some burnt sugar. You know, I bet they did a long boil with this one and did a lot of caramelization in the boil kettle.
Well, monks have patience.
Yeah.
They do. It's
one thing. They certainly have that.
You know, I would venture to say this is, if you're looking for an example of a quad, this is one you should go to. Like this is a good
reference.
Absolutely,
and start here.
Yeah, I mean, and it's so widely available that I feel like it can fall into that trap of like, whatever, shelf turd.
Yeah,
it's always at most decent beer stores.
I've seen that like every time I go by.
When was the last time you revisited it? You know,
yeah, absolutely.
And like you know, the album, I try to keep putting it on, but you try to always listen to new stuff and go to other things, and then it's like, well, when was the last time you revisited that and remembered how much you love it?
Yeah, so what about this style of beer pairs well with this album for you?
Well, so, I mean, the first track, Run, Devil, Run, is just this, like, kind of harmony, and it has this, like, very, for me, like, a cathedral, like, a gothic sort of setting.
Yeah.
Of them all just showcasing their incredible voices and range. And so right away, the religious aspect kind of pops in my mind.
Yeah, it's like an old spiritual almost.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. And so then even throughout the album, there's a track called Born Secular, The Charging Sky. There's a lot of like religious motifs. It's not a religious album, but that theme kind of keeps coming up. And so I just couldn't get away from that when you were asking me to think of a beer with it. And so I figured it's got to be something the monks made, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what else then? And then the other part of it is on the label, and I think they redid the label. This one I hadn't seen. But even the old one is similar, and it was just this friendly, affable, smiling monk.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's wearing a rabbit fur coat.
Yeah.
But if he's not.
Underneath his robes.
He would look incredible in a rabbit fur coat.
That's why he's got that little
That's why he's smiling. He's like, yeah.
He knows what's up.
Yeah, it's real rabbit. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. He just says, come have a beer with me. Yeah. Let's put on the album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sit back, Tim. Have a quad. This thing, there's definitely some alcohol burn in here. But it actually adds to the beer. Like, there's a little oxidation too, but it really kind of helps.
Yeah, it does.
It's probably one of the few times that oxidation is a
good
plus.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It does add to a little complexity there. That's the thing. Is this, like the album, this beer, there's just, it's very classic. It has some complexity. It's got that little, like, I don't know, nice malt backbone or album backbone to carry it all. But the songs kind of jump all over. Just like every sip you get like some oxidation. And that's like, you know, some sherry flavors.
Yeah.
Things like that. And then you'll get the big, like, fruit hit.
You'll get a bit of malt. It's, you don't know what you're going to get sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. So, were you guys familiar with this album?
No. I was familiar with Jenny Lewis.
Okay.
Like, I started following her, like, a couple years ago. Probably like It's Not Me and like some of her other songs.
Yeah.
They're a little newer, but great sound. I mean, she's so unique in what she does.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing like that you really look for. Like who does she sound like? She kind of sounds like Jenny Lewis. I mean, you know, she doesn't match up with anybody else, which is a really cool thing, you know.
Yeah, but she's an old soul, old crooner soul kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to rate this beer, speaking of?
I would give this beer...
This is a solid 5, because this is a classy. Classic.
Speaking of classy,
so classy.
Yeah.
Well, and for our listeners who haven't tried this, they really need to. I mean, yes, the record, but also the beer.
This is a sipper.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, today's kind of a warmishy sort of afternoon, and I could still enjoy this. Yeah, you know, it's not necessarily just like a dead of winter because it's a little bit higher ABV and it's a maltier kind of beer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's refreshing. Like, it has its refreshing qualities, which is crazy to say.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today is a beer club episode, and
beer club.
I know, right?
Best club
ever. Yeah. And today we have been talking about a record that good old boy Tim picked out, which is good old boy Tim.
Rabbit Fur Coat by Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yes. Okay. Well, good old boy Dave, what beer did you bring to try with this record?
So I picked Simple Means, which could be a Jenny Lewis song title.
Yeah.
It is from Jester King Brewery in Austin, Texas, and it is a smoked alt beer.
And man, is that beautiful.
Wow.
So the reason I picked a beer like this is because I wanted a beer that was a style, but then someone had done something to that style to take it to another level, right? Because I feel like that Jenny Lewis album, it's sort of a singer-songwriter style, Americana, maybe, you know, but there's a lot of different sounds, a lot of different styles that they're doing during the course of this album. So they're changing it from, you know, and making it into something their own. And I feel like Jester King does this with all their beers. And so by adding some smoke, by using the mixed culture and everything, they're taking an alt beer, which is a good German style beer, and turning it into something kind of unique and kind of their own. I felt like that was a good representation to pair with Jenny Lewis. But also, this kind of beer is something you're not going to just gulp, right? Like, sort of like the quad that Tim brought, this beer is a sipper, and you want to let it kind of warm up over time. Mm-hmm. And so over the course of a whole album, you could kind of pour yourself a snifter of this and just sort of enjoy it and enjoy how it changes over the course of the time of the album, too.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Because one thing that I really enjoy about this record is it transitions constantly. You know,
all the time.
Yeah, it's like looking at a painting, stepping away, looking at it again. You know, like if you're looking at one of the masters, and every time you come back to it, you're seeing something different, and it puts a whole new light on things. That's, you know, kind of what the record is like to me.
Like to Tim's earlier point about picking an album to either match your mood or set your mood. And albums can do that. Like, you know, if you're kind of having a bad day or something, you put on an album that's a little, you know, a little more energy or something that can kind of bring you up. Or if you're feeling good or you're feeling mellow and you want to have an album that matches that, then you can go that way too.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can do the exact same thing with beers, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. There's, you know, you're going out beers, there's your staying in beers, you're...
Right.
You know,
all my beers are staying in beers these days.
Yeah, that's true. But even then, you know, are you...
You know, like, if I want to, you know, watch some football, pound some barley wine, you know, or whatever, or just sit back and sip on a session IPA. Or maybe I should reverse that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Yeah, being a Titans fan.
That's right. Gotta keep probably need to drink as much barley wine as possible.
Well,
true.
Yeah.
You're a jerk. We're going to be good this year, I promise.
I don't want to be too stereotypical with the smoked beer, but it is like, you know, it's like one of those days that it's the weekend and it starts snowing outside. And
yeah,
Nashville, we're not made for snow. And so you just say, screw it, we're staying in. What should we put on? Let's put on rabbit fur coat.
Yeah.
Put on a little fire, open up this beer. And you're right, like it would be perfect with this like 22-ounce bomber, 750.
Yeah.
Just pace it through the whole album. It's probably like 50 minutes or something, and let the beer warm up.
Just kind of enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, and let it warm you up as it goes.
Absolutely.
You know, it's only like 5.6%, so it's not a big beer.
Right.
But it does have a nice depth of flavor to it, you know, because there's several different components that are going on. And what I like is the smoke is present, but it's not overbearing. And I think that's what puts a lot of people off on smoked beers. Because, like, for the first beer I had that was smoked, I mean, it was like drinking liquid smoke. And I was like, I will never have another smoked beer ever.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This smoke is, I wouldn't even call it, like, subtle, you know? But it's definitely there. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But it has, like, a weird little sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it dissipates. It doesn't linger too long.
Right.
And then you get the malt, and so it's a nice balance. And yeah, there's that, I don't know what malts they were using, but it's almost like there's a sweetness in the malt that just sort of, you know, balances out all the smoke, and so you don't feel like you're just tasting a bunch of carbon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like we've, some beers have.
So, to talk about the album for a minute, like one of the tracks that stood out to me was Handle Me With Care, which was a cover, the only cover on the album as far as I know. Yeah. And it's actually the only one that was not written by Jenny Lewis. Traveling Wilburys goes back to my heyday back in the 90s, you know, and back when music was real. And just thinking about all the guys that were in that group and how they all played a part. I really did not like, this was the only song I didn't like the first time I heard it. And sometimes I have a problem with cover songs
of on the album.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, album. Yeah. Like sometimes when I hear a cover of a song that I really like, I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Because the standard is set. Cause
I'm, yeah, I'm, and it, I'm used to it sounding a certain way.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Yes. And I'm very defensive.
You are.
And so, but
that's why we love you.
We actually just listened to it a little bit earlier, right before the show. And I was like, yeah, okay. You know, it's got its own thing to it. And so sometimes it just takes me a couple of times, but now I'm like, yeah, that was actually a pretty well done version of it.
Yeah. Well, they got, I think like Ben Gibbard is on that one from Death Cab for Cutie, and Connor Oberst, I believe, from Bright Eyes.
Yeah, I think maybe even M. Ward.
Maybe M. Ward as well.
Yeah. M. Ward is on.
So, you know, they did, I think, like their own little group tribe in LA.
Super group kind of deal, yeah.
Not even that, but like friends that hang out.
Yeah.
You know, she's been on, Jenny Lewis has been on a lot of their stuff, and she's doing the new tour with Postal Service because she was on that album when it came out, and with Ben Gibbard and stuff. And so, it's just like a sort of homage, I imagine, to like the other friends that would hang out down in L.A. and Hollywood
absolutely.
And stuff.
The original Wilburys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like that. I've come to like that version a lot. It's a little something different.
Well, I think it's cool to pop something like that into the album just for fun, you know. Sometimes a lot of singer-songwriters, they don't want to do covers, or at least they don't want to put them on the album. But I think it really, to kind of your point, maybe it's like an homage, or it's just a nice something that happened in the studio.
Yeah.
And it came together, and they're like, oh, man, this is...
Well, yeah. I think that's a lot of what I like about this album. It's like, Charity proved herself, you know, in Rilo Kiley, and she was a child actor as well, and so she's been doing this forever, and so it's almost like the album, like, the soul part of it, or the religious part of it, or whatever, feels like this, like, kind of breaking free.
Mm-hmm.
But she's very confident, so it's like, I'm going to put the songs I want. They're going to jump all around. Deal with it, I guess. You know, yeah, enjoy yeah. it or don't. And yeah. and going to put a cover in the middle of it. And here we go.
If you don't like it, suck it.
Yeah, just I feel like the authenticity is there. And so that's what, it's like a big part of the appeal.
Cool.
And you're spot on. Like, that's the Jester King vibe,
yeah.
too. It always has been. And that's what I've always respected, too, that... They'll do some weird stuff, and it doesn't always work, but it actually, like, mostly works.
Yeah.
They, you know, they do it really well, and it's like, yeah, it's like a smoked alt beer, and I'm digging
it. If you don't like it, suck it.
Yeah, exactly. There's other beer. Go
That's
buy
right.
it.
Like, yeah.
Life goes on.
Yeah.
Cool.
What do you guys want to...
So, I think this is a...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the beer, the Jester King beer that we're... going to rate a 4/4. Yeah, it's really tasty.
Simple Means.
Mm-hmm. Simple Means.
For a simple man.
Okay, so now we get to me. The beer that I thought of when trying to pick, and it's hard to pick a good beer that sort of emulates and hits all the notes that you want to, if you will. Haha, like that.
Nice.
What yeah.
a professional.
Right.
Nice.
So I went local and I went with a Nashville based brewery called Barrique and their Graf Saison. It's a sour Saison style ale with Tennessee grown Ozark golden apples, a blurred line of cider and beer. This one is 6.7% ABV, and this was bottled almost 2 years ago on May 18th of 2021.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so the reason why I picked this is, yeah, it does blur the line. You know, it's, you don't necessarily think of apples in your Saison, or Saison in your apples.
No, not often.
But, right. But I thought this is a bit of a chameleon, kind of like what Jenny Lewis is. I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved her in Rilo Kiley, but, you know, that was a little bit more electrified, and there were always these, like, really interesting riffs on those records. Well, now with her being solo, it's more about the songwriting. It's more about the vocals. Mm-hmm. It's
yeah.
and the harmonies that she's having with the Watson twins, and just getting... down to the roots of things,
yeah.
you know, and her roots of things.
And she's driving the show.
Well, she is, totally. and she reminds me a lot of the Flying Burrito Brothers, and you know, and Uncle Tupelo, like
yep.
all of the best of the Americana and the folky things that I like. And she's doing that. I mean, I've always had a bit of a girl crush on her because she's so interesting. But on top of that, it's just it's something that's. You know, she can just emulate so much.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah. and I think that this beer pairs well with her and what she does.
I feel like apples and cider are very Americana.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, this is a very assertive beer. I mean, it.
Yeah.
It's not subtle.
No, but no. I don't think that she's subtle either.
No,
you know,
I'm saying
and
like,
that's why,
that yeah.
yeah, and that's why I picked it is because she is so confident in her being able to make something kind of kitschy and cool in her own way, and she doesn't care if it makes a lot of money or not. It's you know the artistry that she's doing it in,
absolutely,
and that's like, and that speaks to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and my favorite song on the record is. You are what you love because, yeah, you are what you love. And, you know, you don't need to explain why you love somebody or something so much. It's just, you know.
Yeah, that's one of my, that's my favorite as well,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you want to rate this beer?
I mean, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, okay. We will rate this one a 4 from Barrique. Well, I think this has been a really good episode.
I think it's been great, man.
Yes.
Good job, Tim. Good pick on your album and your beer.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Great picks all around.
Yeah.
Great beers. They had a similar vein in the Belgian nature, but they were all excellent and different.
Yeah.
Yeah, in their own way.
For sure.
Just
they tasted very different.
Yeah, and just like the record, it has so many facets to it. You can pick a lot Absolutely. Of different styles of beer, but they all make sense at
None
the end.
Were wrong.
Yeah. All right. Well, good old boy Tim, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. I'm signing out for now.
Okay. Good old boy Dave.
We like you.
Yes, we like you too. This is good old guy Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.